It is a pleasant early autumn afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are mild for this time of year, and there's just a slight touch of humidity, though it's definitely not feeling tropical. There are some clouds around, so it hasn't been the brightest of all days, though the clouds are not going to cause you any major concerns through late afternoon into this evening, so it should be a fine night to cook outside and eat outside. And if you're going to be out around and after sunset, you will probably want to have a jacket or a sweatshirt with you, though it's not going to turn too cold tonight. So we do have some clouds around. They're mainly high clouds, and at times they have been thick enough to block out the sun. There's also some clouds closer to the international border. Some of those clouds are a little bit thicker. There's a little front that is hung up in that area, and that's going to remain in place through the night into the day tomorrow. So in the short term, we'll see temperatures tonight drop back largely into the 50s, so that's not too bad for this time of year. Some areas of fog are likely, and then tomorrow, the fog will slowly lift during the morning. We'll see a blend of sunshine and clouds. I can't rule out a passing shower across the north. That should not be a big deal. And temperatures are going to be warm again tomorrow, running up into the 70s in most areas. On Saturday, there's going to be an area of rain passing by to our south. There's a chance that a little bit of that rain works up into our area. The odds of that are not particularly high, but I will have the chance for a shower in the forecast on Saturday, and it looks like the warm weather will continue right through the weekend. It will trend cooler as we move through next week. The latest drought monitor has come out, and the area still has some drought, especially across New England. In fact, much of New England now is under some form of drought. The situation in New York is not quite as severe, though there are some areas, mainly across the north, that are abnormally dry, and there are a couple of pockets of moderate drought. In the tropics right now, things are quiet at this time, though there's still plenty of time to go in the tropical weather season. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 48 to 56. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds. Mild, maybe a passing shower, with highs in the low to mid 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 48 to 56. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, with highs in the low to mid 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, a high of 76 to 82. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the low to mid 50s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, with highs in the mid 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, variably cloudy, pleasant, maybe a passing shower, highs in the 70s. And on Sunday, partly sunny, warm, and a bit humid, but not too bad, with a high around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.